Welcome to the Enlighten Up Podcast, where I am going to take you into a deep exploration of what it means to exist in this current reality. We are going to raise your vibes, open your mind, expand your heart, and dive deep into the wondrous mysteries and possibilities of this lifetime. There's been a spiritual catalyst that has set in motion the awakening process of many across the globe to return to the knowingness of self and unite what has been separated. Together, we're going to bring light into that darkness. We're going to remember the joy of living. But most of all, we're going to turn up the volume of our own eternal power and do the thing we're here to do. Hey everyone, welcome to a very special edition of the Enlighten Up Podcast. We are doing a live call-in show. I hope you're all doing really well. We're going to see how this goes. We're going to see how you guys like it. And of course, I'm open to any and all feedback on how this is going. I've got some people in the live chat right now who have called in, and I'm going to be bringing people in. If you want to call into the show, the link is in the description box below this YouTube video. It's a Zoom link. You can click on that, enter into the waiting room, and I will bring one person in at a time. Hi, Steph. How are you doing? Also, I am also emailing the link out ahead of time to anyone who's on my newsletter. If you receive my newsletter, you know that I am going to be doing a new reality recap show called Awakened Edition, and where I'm going to start recapping with my points of view and opinions on some of the reality shows from a very spiritual perspective that is lighthearted, humorous, and trying to highlight some of the personal growth lessons, the do's and don'ts of relationships, social interactions, and just how we can maybe learn from other people's mistakes in a very fun and very 3D way. So we're gonna merge the 3D with the 5D. But today I'm bringing you guys in to ask you some questions. So let's see who's in the room right now. And I'm gonna bring in Lena. You've been here first, so come on in, Lena. Unmute yourself when you get into the room. And let's see, I think she's trying to join. And we'll see how Lena's doing. Seems to be having just a little bit of an issue getting Lena in. Oh, there she is. All right. Okay. Lena, can you hear me okay? One second. Actually, I'm going to put you. There we go. Can you hear me? You're muted, Lena. I'm going to ask you to unmute. Just get you to unmute yourself, Lena. Or I'll have to bring someone else in. It's so good to see you here, though. I'm excited to hear how everything's doing. I don't know if, let me just see. You should. Oh, one second. One second here. We got some tips. There we go. Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Yay. Yes. Okay. Now let me make sure that the audience can hear. Can you guys hear Lena? Because I just got to make sure. Lena, go ahead and talk, and I'm just going to see if it's coming through on this audio. Hello. Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. Good. 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 How are you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Good. So, So where, to let everyone know where you're calling in from today.
I'm calling from Colombia, Latin America.
Wonderful. How's all the inner child work going?
Very good, very good. I'm just like happy with it. Yes.
Very good. Awesome. I'm just going to turn off my chat box because it's distracting here. Let me just get rid of that. Okay. Okay, so Lino, what can I do for you? What questions do you have?
Well, I have questions regarding the ancestral healing. Ancestral healing.
Yeah.
Because you can see... right now, I have a situation with my father and my mom. My mom is schizophrenic, so I'm taking care of her. And my dad is blind, and he has a lung cancer. And I see this situation as a soul co-creation when... And me taking care of them is a soul contract. I feel it. And it's very triggering for me see them sick. And sometimes I don't know how to turn around the situation for me to be better, for me to have like a conducive space to expand while I'm taking care of them, because it's a situation that brings me down every time. Every time I see them sick, I see my father, he can breathe very well. So every time I talk to him, so it's a very triggering situation. So sometimes I do my best, and sometimes I'm mad and angry, and I see like when you talk about the keeper of the gate, mm-hmm. when you are about to span, and I can see the situation like a keeper of the gate, and bring me is a situation that can make me span, but it can bring me down also.
Yeah, you're in a very difficult situation. So you're living with both your parents to take care of them?
Yes. Okay, I live with them because I have to take care of them every single day, medication, the things.
And is there anyone, any other family around that can help you? Or is it just you?
No, just me. And I live with my husband. He helps when he can, but my sister is in another country, so it's just my responsibility, yeah.
Okay. And when you're getting triggered, like angry, where is the anger coming from exactly?
I know that I have the power to say no, for example, sometimes, and saying, well, this is my time. I want to do this in my time. But the anger comes from like some powerlessness because, for example, my father, he never quit smoking. So I see that he create that sickness consciously because he didn't want to. He quit smoking like 3 months ago, even though he couldn't breathe. So I feel like, and for example, my mother, she never went to therapy or something like that. So it's only the medication, the psychiatric medication, and no more. So I feel like they didn't do anything to escape mm-hmm. that situation, to heal that situation. And I'm dealing with the caring of them. Like I can't say it's a burden because it's my choice to take care of them, but some I feel like I have no choice. So it's a resentment because I feel like a victim of the situation, but I know that it's also my choice. So
Yeah,
it's
there's, yeah, and it's very easy to feel like a victim in this situation because your parents are projecting the victim in their scenario. So they've chosen a path, each of them, that interestingly enough, it very is parallel to one another in their suffering. There's a way for you to break this cycle for yourself. There's a way that you can shift your perspective when you're working with your parents and helping them to just like live, right? Because that's you're basically just helping them to live, right? Because your father can't get around on his own, correct?
yes, she's blind. Yes.
Okay, and your mother, that's got to be really difficult because it r creates a lot of mental strain on you.
Yes.
Okay,
When
is she. W
in a crisis is very hard. Yeah.
yeah, schizophrenia is a very difficult condition to live with. What is the thought? What do you hear? Can you just close your eyes for a second and place your left hand over your heart? And I know because we've done a lot of inner child work. So I want you to just bring your inner child in with you, okay? And I want you to stand in front of both your parents where they're at right now in this current time. What does your inner child want to say? Like, what is the first thing that wants to come out of her mouth? Or does she want to say anything?
I want to ask why. Why didn't they do anything to heal?
To help themselves?
To help themselves, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that I can't be a better person sometimes.
Okay, you can open your eyes. Do you see a path where you're not taking care of your parents and they're just living without your assistance?
Yes, I can see that, but yeah.
What does your husband say to you?
He has been there for me, but it's also hard for him to
Yeah.
see the situation. Yes.
Is your marriage getting deeply affected by you having the stress of taking care of your parents?
Yes.
Okay. Are you worried about the relationship of your marriage right now and where it might go if you continue to take care of your parents?
No, because I know we have a very clear, transparent communication, so I know that he knows that when he can no longer take this in a healthy way for him, he's
To let
free
you
to
know.
go. Yeah, he will let me know and we will work on it.
Okay.
And he's willing to find his way to deal with this. Yes.
Okay, what's your biggest fear? of allowing your mom and your dad to cohabitate together alone without your assistance?
The guilt. I'm very afraid that if I leave and they die or something, that how could I forgive myself for it? I'm afraid
Are
that
you
they.
responsible for their choices?
No.
No. Can you, before you can make any sort of decision on how you're going to move forward with this, and I'm not saying any particular decision is right or wrong, but you've got to work on why you're taking on the responsibility for them and then getting mad at them for not taking responsibility. So you've got to
Yes.
relinquish the responsibility to unburden yourself, because right now you're getting mad at them for the very thing that you're also taking away from them. So by taking
Yes.
away their responsibility, they're never going to have a chance to own it. And
Yes.
that is a contract between all three of you.
Yes.
How do you break the contract of taking on the responsibility of their choices and what that has cost them at the end of their life?
Yeah, it's a hard question. I don't know how to answer.
The important thing that you need to understand also is that in every moment, there are teacher and student moments. And so they are teaching you how to create your own sovereignty energetically, how to find your own power, and how to remove the guilt. Now, the guilt sits in the sacral chakra. Okay, that is the wound of the sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is the home of the inner child. The sacral chakra requires that all of us, that we all give ourselves permission to feel all of our feelings and to be able to change how we feel at any given moment. In one moment, we can have fun, and in another moment, we can be sad. In another moment, we can stop caring. In another moment, we can completely care. It's the willingness and the openness to know that we have the right to feel whatever it is that we want to feel at any given moment. And it's the need for change, that you're not static, that you're not stuck in one situation. And so right now you're feeling very stuck. And that anchor is through your guilt. There's a lot of healing that has to happen through your sacral chakra to open up even your own life force right now, because you're extremely depleted energetically from all of this work. And so when we work with the sacral chakra, it is twinned to the throat chakra. So the throat chakra requires the expression of our feelings. Are you giving yourself any outlet to really express these feelings? It doesn't have to be to your parents, but just to express them out loud, to not have them just swimming around inside of you, in your head, in your heart, in your gut.
No. I
Okay.
just need.
What you need
Yes,
to
no.
do, Lena, is one, you've got to work with your inner child on making some decisions. One, on giving yourself permission to have your feelings, but also to give yourself permission to not be in a codependent, energetic bond with your parents for the roles that they're playing in this lifetime for you. The lungs hold grief. And cancer is an attack on the body. And so your father likely is experiencing a great deal of built up resentment and anger towards someone else in his life from probably very younger years. And there's also likely been some big loss. It could be a loss of anything. In many cases, it can be just be the loss of innocence if there was some big trauma from his childhood. But whether it's a loss of a life, a loss of a relationship, a loss of anything in his life, the grieving process, when it's abandoned and not allowed to occur, the lungs will start to break down. And so, yes, he smoked. And that was one of the mechanisms by how this would show up.
Yeah, I understand.
You can't carry his stuff for him. You need to be willing to let go. So some of the questions that I'd like you to ask yourself before I jump on to another caller is, I want you to ask yourself what you're willing to finally unburden yourself with, what you're finally willing to let go of. Because there is a way to take care of them and not be shackled to them energetically by carrying the guilt. One, for the choices that they've made. You've created a very codependent energetic bond with them through this. And this could be teaching you a very valuable soul lesson on how to break those bonds and still be capable of showing up for them if that's what you feel most called to do. But what you're doing is you're no longer going to look at them and be mad at them or angry at them because it's not associated with you. If you're choosing to take care of them and knowing that this is your choice and that you're willing to make that sacrifice, can you do so from a place where you're no longer energetically bonded to their choices in this life and the roles that they chose to come into in this life and take it on from a victim standpoint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I know it's difficult. It's not an easy situation to be in at all. Those are both parents are giving you extremely difficult lessons to move through, but you're very powerful as well, Lena. You're very powerful. I know what you're capable of doing. When we had our healing sessions and what you experienced, you can shift things. You can change things. So don't deny yourself the ability to use your magic to shift the reality. You've got that power within you. So don't look at them and take on their powerlessness and think that this is your shackle that you have to have bound to your ankles as well. You don't.
Okay.
Really want you to sit with that, journal and meditate on how you can shift the reality and still take care of them. If that's what you, if you in your heart of hearts, if you feel like that's where you still need to be, there is a way to do it without you feeling the energetic pressure and drain that you're feeling. And part of that is because you're not willing to let go. And you're not willing to not carry their stuff. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Lena. It was so good to hear from you. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for calling in. And I'm going to go on to bring in another caller, okay?
Thank you, Nicole, for this.
Okay. Thank you, Lena. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, Stacy, you are next. So I'm going to be bringing in Stacy. Let's see here. And
thank you. Okay, bye.
Hold on a second here. There we go.
All right. Stacy, you are next. So I'm going to be.
Why is there? Oh, so I can hear myself in the background of your. Yeah, you need to turn off your audio.
I was rushing to turn it off before I got in here. Yeah.
I was like, what's going on? Why am I hearing myself? Okay. How are you doing, Stacy?
I'm doing well. Your first caller was fascinating, and I recognize so many of the things that you've said to me over the years when you were helping me with my codependent relationship. So that was beautiful.
Oh yeah. Lena's wonderful. She's so powerful, and she's done incredible healing work with her inner child. So I hope that, she's able to work her magic there.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I had a panic attack this morning because I was listening to your All Signs yesterday on the fire, and everything was so head on. It was so exact, but I didn't know why. I just didn't have a clue what was going on. And I've realized what it is. And now I'm looking at it and going, okay, what do I do with this? So you were talking about, first of all, I've lived my whole life in my mental headspace, very much, with a closed heart. So as of last September in the retreat, I had an amazing heart opening, and I just was so excited and grateful, and, it was just thrilling. And I thought, okay, that's it, but then I've realized that I had that experience and then went back to my mental way of living through life and making decisions. And I've come to understand that's not the way I'm meant to go forward. I'm meant to integrate this heart opening and move into more of a heart space way of life. And I wrote down a couple of quotes from you. The first one was, you're not allowing it to take root, which means take form, fully start to crystallize in your timeline. And I feel like that's speaking to the heart opening and starting to live through the heart. But then you also said, can you trust something that is outside of your comfort zone? It's not what you're used to dealing with. Can you trust it? Can you have faith? Can you allow yourself to be guided and not use your head, not let the ego come in? And I'm not sure the answer is yes. I'm not sure how to move forward. That's exactly what I was trying to figure out how to say. I don't trust decisions that are made through the heart. There's something in me that says your mind, you need to have. In fact, one of the first things I thought was, okay, someone needs to tell me logically how I shift from going from my head to my heart. And my second thought was, that's not how it works. You're definitely not. No, that's not how that's going to work. But, that's a huge shift. And it really scared me this morning because I was literally thinking, I really don't think I can do it. Now I've sat on it all day. And I'm sort of thinking of tiny little things that I can do to move in the right direction. But when it comes to actually trusting my heart and intuition and moving forward in that energy and releasing the need to pass everything through my head, I'm just not sure I can do it.
One of the things, okay, so your logical side, your ego are having a meltdown, which is why you had the panic attack, because you haven't negotiated properly with your mind what you're trying to do. So for the longest time, your mind has been in the driver's seat and has been in complete control of every decision that you've made in your life for the most part. And now you're saying, at least it sounds like even in the comments that you've read, like left in the Alchemy Discord and in the comments under that YouTube video, the All Signs, is that you may be under the impression that you have to only lead from your heart. And that's not the case. It's so important that when we're operating in this reality is learning the balance of when do we use our heart, when do we use our intuition, and when do we use our logical mind. And so remember that the intuition is in your gut. The heart is obviously in your heart, and the mind is in your mind. So all three actually carry very valuable insights, and it's a matter of, can they all three work together? So remember we did the treaty between the dark and the light? Sides, okay, so the treaty of the dark and the light sides of you, when you sign that, I'd like you to rewrite that dark and light treaty and do it with your gut, your heart, and your mind. So your intuition, your heart, and your mind. And all three are going to learn from one another and collaborate and work together in the decision-making process. Whereas the mind may need to be a little quieter now so that the heart and the intuition can have more say and can be heard. But the mind is still going to be considered and allowed to voice, you know, fears, concerns, all that, just in the same way that the dark and light side of you have the same collaboration.
Okay.
Now, that's a very practical thing that you can do, which I know your mind likes. Okay. But that's a necessary step, because if you operate from a place of, we haven't even negotiated how we're going to work together. In fact, it's like, well, mind, you just need to shut off so I can just listen to my heart. It starts to create that panic, and the mind's like, well, hold on a second. I can't just give up control like that. So you can work your way into it slower. Because you don't, you know, I know you're an all-in kind of person, you know, you like to just get there already, just like I do. But you don't need to go do it in that process in order to get it right. So the next thing I want to ask you too, when it comes to your heart making decisions, you have made decisions from your heart. You haven't not made any decisions from your heart. Can you think of one decision that you may have made from your heart that wasn't completely logical?
Mostly in regard to the codependence.
In what
way? Like in regard to my sister and my nephew and caring for them. Mm-hmm. That was from the heart, not the mind, obviously. But that was not necessarily a healthy heart decision.
Why wasn't that a healthy heart decision?
I was going to say, I think it has come into a healthy place. Mm-hmm. Where it was more of a, I need to take care of them so that I feel accepted. And if I don't take care of them, then I'll be rejected. But then okay. It did move into a, there have been times where I have like dropped what I'm doing at work and left my desk to go take my sister to the doctor. I don't really know. I mean, the heart is such a, it's a hard, it, I guess I haven't really examined much.
No, you bring up a very good point. And I think this is valuable for everyone who's listening. When we're making heart-based decisions, they're not always great, because if you're not operating from a more healed heart position, then, you know, you are going to be operating from places of guilt. And that, I mean, guilt is a big one. But, you know, grief too, because there's a sense of loss. So when we start to do our healing, though, and we start to heal our codependent natures and realizing that, oh, wow, I'm doing this because I'm getting this out of it, it's actually feeding this wound of not feeling accepted or not feeling good enough, or, you know, and I need to not operate from that place. And then you stop, and now you can actually make stronger heart decisions, because your heart is actually focused on the healed path that you're walking. It's on the version of you that is actually caring for you. Whereas before, you were making those decisions with no mind of how that was really impacting your health.
That was kind of where I was heading as I was thinking throughout the day, is using, well, for one thing, using my intuition, which, you know, you and I have had conversations where I've told you, okay, that doesn't make any sense at all. You're going to have to explain that to me logically. And just allowing that intuition to come in without an explanation or any rational reason for following it. Mm-hmm. And then,
Do you remember? I want to pause you there for a second. Do you remember in the generational trauma program when I would get you guys to place your left hand over your heart and your right hand over your gut? And first you would tune into, okay, first, before we'd even do that, you tune into what answer, you think it is, and there would be an answer. And then we do the left hand over the heart, the right hand over the belly, and really tune into what your body is feeling.
Yes, that was where I was going with the yoga. I like the idea about the hand over the heart and the gut. I do remember doing that, and that connects the two chakras. Is that right?
It connects your intuition and your heart.
Yeah.
Because the gut, the gut is your intuition, and the heart obviously is your magnetic field.
Okay, what I was thinking is I've got some exercises, some yoga exercises and some stretching, some embodiment exercises that I was going to do. But then I thought, okay, now you're using your head to figure out how to get in touch with your heart.
Yeah, but you can use, because you're seeing again, you're thinking that you can't, your head can't be part of the equation.
Okay.
Your head can absolutely be part of the equation. This is where when we talk about the Trinity, body, mind, and soul, right? Soul is really like the heart in this scenario. So,
Okay.
that's what you're doing, is you're incorporating all three. All
Right.
three
So
are valuable.
I want
That's Yeah, that's why I want you to do that treaty agreement and rewrite it with in regards to body, mind, and heart,
to. Okay, yeah, I think
or
that's
gut, mind,
important.
and heart. Yeah.
And the intuition is the sacral. What did you
Yes.
say?
Yeah, the
Okay.
sacral chakra, intuition. It's the gut. I
Okay.
mean, that's why when we have gut issues, gut health, digestion issues, is why so many of us are not in tune to our own natural GPS system, right? That's a your gut is your in, is your internal GPS system. But it really gets heightened when you can incorporate both heart and mind and gut all together and take in all of the information, assimilate it, and feel into that.
Okay. All right.
So the
I'm so
feeling,
glad
the
I called
yeah, no, the feeling comes from the body and the gut. Okay, that's why we have the body, is so that we can feel. The heart, yes, the heart is about feeling love and everything, but it's the body is much more of a mechanism for feeling and is much more tied to the gut. That's why it's so important for us to be embodied in everything that we do, especially spiritually, because that's going to just heighten everything that much more. Your spiritual practice will go to incredible levels when you learn to embody everything that you're learning.
Yeah, and that's, I think, part of the problem is that I want it now, and I think it's going to be a process, especially if you're talking about integration and not moving into a different mode where the heart is deciding everything.
Exactly,
Yeah.
exactly.
All right. Thank
So
you,
you
Nicole. I really
feel
appreciate
better?
it. Yeah, I do. The funny thing is, I think I feel better because I have something to do. I have a direction to take rather than just sitting here with this going, I have no idea what to do with this. I don't know what to do. So, yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And did you want to share anything with anyone in the audience about your experience with the retreat?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I had so much. I mean, so let's just go back to the first retreat. On the way there, I mean, it started a little bit before I did the inner child course, and I graduated from the inner child course on the way when I stopped at a cabin in New Mexico, in a mountain in New Mexico, and did the fire ceremony. So then I felt really prepared, and I went in, and all I wanted to do during the course of the weekend was to experience unconditional love, to understand, really to have a hope heart opening. And I mean, from the day I walked in the door, everybody was so amazing. The whole, everyone that comes there is seeking. They're all so generous of spirit and so loving and kind. And then when I had the heart opening during the ceremony, the journey, I mean, it was just, I was laughing and giggling and dancing the whole way through. It was fantastic. And
Yeah.
I thought, okay, well, this is it. This is all I, this is, I, And then on the way home, I mean, there were just different miracles. Like on the way home, I couldn't see anything. And I had to take my glasses off because my eyesight had changed so dramatically that I needed to get new glasses. The glasses I had were actually worse than going without glasses. So my eyesight grew better. On the way home, my sister called me. My daughter called me. I hadn't heard from either one of them, one of them for years, one of them for a year. So it was just, and then I got home and I walked in the door and I'm looking at my apartment thinking, have I got the right apartment? Everything looked so different. It was so transformed. It was just a huge, huge shift. I mean, it was just things that I couldn't really explain. Then of course I start working and getting things and things start getting, back to mental. I started working through life again, using my mental energy and not my heart. And I think I didn't understand what a heart opening, how that would change my life and what that, how that change would manifest and come about. So I had some struggles and had some difficulties. I was fighting my intuition. I mean, constantly fighting my intuition, just vicious arguments with me and whoever this intuition was, you know. And finally, my God, all the readings that you've done and things like that have all pointed to the same thing. And I just sat here and nope, not releasing that mental stronghold. And then yesterday, you did that reading, and that's when it struck me. I know what I'm fighting. Just like you said, you're not allowing it to take root. And that really, I thought, okay, I don't want to lose this. This was an amazing miracle, and I want this to be part of my life. This heart opening, this ability to feel and know other people in a connected, more connected sense. I mean, in a connected sense, I wouldn't even say more connected. So,
Yeah,
you know,
because you went from not really having many people to connect with in your life at all to finally building friendships and realizing how beautiful that connection feels when you have
I
it.
have a roommate now, which is incomprehensible, you know. So it's one of those things where you start heading into, a new path and you realize you don't have a map. You don't really understand what's happening. And things like going to this latest retreat and even doing the coursework online when we weren't together. All of that had an impact as well. There were so many things like, I mean, I don't even know. There's too many things to go through. I mean, so many changes, things, fractals. The fractal work has been huge. Bringing in different parts of myself that I had rejected in the past. And then coming to understand, like, this one fractal was the first time we did it in the course. I told you, after you came out, you said, does anyone, well, how did that go? Does any, what did, you know, what did you find? And I'm like, I need help. I think the fractal that I integrated is dangerous because he looked really scary. And, he had what I interpreted as a sneer on his face. And I came to under when I came to fully integrate him, the sneer wasn't a sneer, it turned into a smirk. And he's, I mean, a favorite part of myself. He's got a great sense of humor. He's hilarious. And he's a little snarky. You know, I mean, I'm okay with that. I think that's funny. I think it's great. So as I'm integrating pieces of myself that I was rejecting and suddenly finding that I love them. Love these fractals of myself that I had rejected in the past. I mean, it's a huge journey. And it, I mean, I was going to say it started with the retreat, but it really started with the inner child work and even going further back, the womb of activation.
Was so cool about you bringing in that guy, that fractal that had was a very kind of, you called him dangerous. And then, you learned like, oh wow, I actually like this part of me. And that's when you got the raise at work, after you integrated
Oh yeah,
him
I
in.
forgot about that. That was the other thing. I got a call from my boss on the way from my heart opening. Work has always been a bit of a tug of war for me because I feel like I don't really have time for myself. But I have also come to understand that that is me using work as a way to not connect with other people. I'm sorry, I would if I could, but I got to work, But yeah, on the way home from work, she said, look, don't worry about anything. You know, I just want you to have fun and enjoy your time off. Do not log in and blah, 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 you know. So that was another piece that came in as well. And good. Yes, that was right after the final. It was the day, the evening before the final course on the Forbidden Journey course. I got an email from my boss late in the evening saying she knew I had the next day off because I wanted to do the final coursework and really spend time in the course before our final day. So if I had any questions or anything, I could do it. She said, I just wanted you to know. And I got a huge raise. I mean, like 15%. It was enormous. And I'm making money that has never been. I mean, when I look back at family dynamics, we're not big money people. So for me to make this amount of money is really a little even scary, you know, because I don't want to reject it. Now that I have something really cool, I don't want it to go away. But yeah, that was literally the late in the evening before the day of the final Forbidden Journey coursework. Mm-hmm. And it was all related. We haven't gone through the details. I can't go through this on a call like this.
No,
that
yeah.
That detail that we went into,
but that's like
coming up to that moment.
It just speaks to, I just want everyone in the audience to know that, you know, the healing work that we do can have transformational impacts on your literal reality. I mean, Stacey, you've gone through so many shifts through the years that we've been working together, but especially in the last, I would say, year and a half, when you started really going deep with the inner child work and then the retreats and then the generational trauma program, like you've had breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. And again, literal miracles, like improved eyesight, that it speaks, like, I just want people in the audience to know how important this work is to your own journey, because each and every one of you has the power to do this, you know, and opening the heart is so key. Like, even like when we look at, you know, at the last retreat with Anne Marie, who, you know, she's like, she had to really open her heart so she could receive. And look what happened to her. You know, she had a massive, massive heart opening where she's now like with the Aurora Borealis. She was texting me the other day that, you know, she was communicating with a spirit in the lights of the Aurora Borealis. And it's just, it's so incredible what happens when we actually allow ourselves to surrender to the journey and let go and actually explore the depths of all the things that we're scared over, that we've been running away from, the parts of us that we've rejected, that we thought weren't worthy. Actually bring in, like you, bringing in that part of you just brought in so much more money. And then why does this happen, everyone? Why does this happen when you do soul fractal healing, that you start receiving more abundance? Because you are becoming more whole. You can receive more. You literally don't have holes that energy can just flow through and leave through you. You're becoming a solid form again of who you are. So it's really important to do that work. So I'm really looking forward to having you at the third one. You know, Erica's going to be there this time.
I know. I can't wait. Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm so excited to meet Erica. She's amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be really fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in, Stacey.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Pascal, I'm going to bring you in right now. And I'm going to get you to unmute yourself. And if you've got me on in the background, like Stacey did, just turn down that volume before you come in. And Pascal, can you hear me? Because we can't hear you. There she is. Hi, how are you?
Well, it's not the best time of my life for the moment. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Well, what's going on? What can I do for you?
Well, the first two people already were serious I even can't find my words for the moment.
You're good. Take your
So
time.
yeah, the first moment, the first woman, her both parents are more, are more or less both integrated in my mother. My mother was schizophrenic when I was around 12, 13, and she died from COPD, so from lung disease.
Okay.
I think it's important that because I think I'm healing this for the moment myself for a part. And then, yeah, it's also about heart opening, because the problem that I have is that it's very physical always in my case. The problem that I have is that the muscles on the back of my head and on my back and my neck are completely frozen. And the information that I have is from a channeling from Archangel Uriel, where I go once or two times a year. And he told me that this comes from a previous life where I was tortured in the back of my body. And I may be even killed in that moment. And that's what I think for myself, maybe even killed. And not being, not having, yeah, my soul didn't have the possibility to integrate it or to transform it in that life. So I took it into this life. What he also said, Archangel Uriel, that more or less everything from the previous lives that my soul didn't healed, or I have now in this life, I took in this life to heal it, to heal everything. So this is my problem. I'm already for a long time trying to do some physical work, some physical training, but it's very, very difficult because I'm like completely frozen, and it's very difficult to get myself on the move. The problem is the muscles are completely frozen, but also the fascia around, but also in my whole body, is very, very dense. And it means that I more or less, I feel everything moving. And the whole thing, the fascia is moving, and it makes, when I'm meditating, my jaw going open and closed, and like my shoulder going up and down. So everything here is completely very dense and very frozen.
But when you meditate, it starts to mobilize things on their own.
It's very difficult to meditate also because, it's like it feels like a very, very dense energy. And because I had this on in my whole life, this fascia that was more or less frozen and needed to get mobile again. And this was not a problem. It was sometimes very painful. It's what we all have when we do healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the physical healing is in the end. But here, it's like it's this last part, I have the feeling. The
Got
last
you.
Part that needs to be healed, that is completely, the and it's very difficult because it's much more dense.
Can I ask you a question?
It's like
Can
I can't ask... get my energy high anymore.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. How is your faith right now?
Starts to become a little bit better again.
What rocked your faith?
Well, since a few months, it's like I'm self-sabotaging the whole time. So what is going on already for years is that my body, my soul want to take over my body and is really doing it also very physical. So the driving of my car is done by my soul. I get directions from my soul where to drive, but since a few months, all it's like my ego is coming in very, very hard and is acting more or less the same with my body as my soul does. So for me, I see this happening and I'm not always sure who is acting in that moment. Is it my ego that is acting or my soul? Because they are really acting more or less the same, but in different ways. I mean, they want to do the opposite, of course.
When did your mother pass away?
When? 2019.
When did this feeling really start to come up?
Here from the back of my body, because I had it over my whole
years. Yeah, but when has it, okay, when has it just, has it really been more noticeable though in the last few years, or is it just the last few months? Like, what has it been?
I think more or less 1 month, but then like 6 months ago, it 6 months ago, it's like this self-sabotage started to come in more and more.
I'm getting it's somehow related to your mother.
Yeah,
it is. It feels to me like you're you've got to do a clearing. You've got to do clearing work on the back of your space here, because the back of the neck, right underneath the occiput, okay, this is the ninth chakra. This is the golden chalice. This is your, like, this is the gateway for the highest levels of consciousness to come through. It is also an area that gets easily attacked by other entities, negative energies. They can disrupt your flow and things like that. And it feels like, it feels like it's somehow related to, I'm not sure if it is your mother or if it was an entity that was working through your mother. But it feels like you've got to do some sort of, you have to do some clearing work there, to not just clear the space, but then you've got to you've got to set up a protection there that, an impenetrable kind of field that is, doesn't allow for other energies to take advantage of that area. But then you also have to make a declaration of your own power.
Yeah.
You need to take your own power back, because you're losing power over your own decision making, it sounds like.
I think today or yesterday, I found out again, like, there again, it's like I'm giving my power away the whole time.
This is a lesson for you. This is a teaching moment. What I want to say too to everyone in the, you know, when we have these entities, a lot of them, most of the entities, the negative entities that we encounter are all created by us. There's very few that are not created by us. It's just another version of you or a weakness within you that is likely created it. But I think really what the entry point is was your connection to your mother. that has come in. And of course, with her gone, it feels like it's trying to use you. But at the same time, it's also a teaching moment. It's acting as a teacher for you to take back your power. You're stronger than that.
I took it already a little bit back, because it's not only this, it's giant what is going on for the moment. It's like I had two months of diarrhea. Before, I had already the problem that I really, my body, it's difficult, didn't got the nutrition's in, but then with the diarrhea, it was really like 2 months. I had nothing to say over my body anymore, more or less. It was the whole time like, maybe this entity who was taking over, because I think it's my ego, but maybe it's this entity who takes over, or the entity weakens me and then my ego takes advantage. It's really difficult sometimes to know what is really happening and going on. And
you know, the ego isn't a bad thing. You know, the ego is a teacher for all of us. It's necessary. It's a part of our human journey. I think more so what it is you're getting this area feels like hijacked. And you need to take back your power. And the one way you would want to do that is clear it. So, I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can do this.
Yeah, because I have no idea how
Okay, so what you can do is you can get some sage and Palo Santo, okay, and you burn the two together, okay? Always burn two together. The sage removes the negative energy. The Palo Santo puts back in more positive energy. So it fills the space. Okay. Then you can do some clearing all around you. Okay. Really kind of focus on clearing out this area. And then what I'm getting for you too is to get a small dish with some water, purified water, if you can. And bless it with just call in Christ consciousness, call in the divine, call whatever works for you. If there are any particular angels you want to work with, and just bless the water, and then take the water and sprinkle it, like splash it on the back of your neck. Okay. And then what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to also journal a declaration. It's almost like a revocation, where you are revoking the ability of whatever this energy is of attaching to you, that it is no longer welcome, it is no longer allowed. You are taking back your body, you are taking back your field, you are taking back your power, and that this entity is no longer welcome and is doing so against your will and your desire. And so it's important for you to do this part, because you have to believe it and you need to read it out loud. And when you read it out loud, record yourself on your phone and listen to your voice and say it over and over until you believe yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, thanks for calling in. I hope that helps. Let me know. Let us know in the comments, like, of this video. Like, come back and let us know if there's been any improvement or if things got worse. Like, I don't know how things are gonna feel, but I don't anticipate they're gonna get worse. But just let us know what happens.
Okay, it is already going in the right direction. I see it, that things are getting better, and I have a little bit. Yeah,
it's a final clearing. It's also, I also want to say in relation to the past life that you had the channeled message about, it's important that you be willing to lay down that burden, okay, because you've carried it in and you're carrying it across your shoulders. Okay, that's where we carry things that are very big burdens. And so that could also be something that you have to be willing to let go, and that was a lifetime and it's not this lifetime.
Okay. Okay.
So,
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
see this.
Well,
I see this is recorded. Do you send it
it's well, it'll
or
be
oh
on
no, we can see
YouTube.
it as well.
You'll be able
We
to
can
see it
see
on
it on
YouTube, and then I'm going to
YouTube.
upload it into my podcast platform so anyone who's listening to this on the podcast can also listen there.
Yeah, that I can
So yeah, you can
watch
go
from
and
anywhere.
re-listen and take all your notes. Yeah.
Thank you
Okay.
very, very much,
Oh,
Nicole.
you're welcome. It was so good
Yeah,
to
it
see
was very
you.
helpful. Yeah,
You're
I was
very
already
welcome.
thinking that there was an entity, but yeah, I'm happy with the confirmation about it. Yeah.
Yeah,
Thank
you're
you. Thank you
welcome.
very much.
You're welcome. Good luck and make sure to let us know how it all goes.
I will. I will.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, guys. So that is it for today. How did you guys like that? Did you guys enjoy hearing from other people? And did you guys get any insights for yourself? Let me know in the live chat. Let me know in the comments later. And I will be doing this again in 2 weeks. So stay tuned. I'll always have the Zoom link in the description of the YouTube video, but I'll also be emailing it out to my newsletter. So if you're not on my newsletter, you can always join that. I believe the link is in the description or in the show notes. And stay tuned for my very first reality recap awakened edition. It's going to be so fun. I'm going to be working on that tomorrow. And so we'll see if I can actually get it uploaded tomorrow for you guys, or at some point over the weekend, but I'd like to get it uploaded tomorrow if possible. We shall see. But super, super fun. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. And I'll see you guys really soon. All right. Bye.